When I was a kid and my mother called me, it was fairly easy to figure out if I was in trouble or not. If she called me by my first name, chances are I had done nothing wrong or I had not been caught. But if she used Tracy Martin, or worse, Tracy Martin Esper, then there was something wrong and she would need to exercise her parental role. And believe it or not, I used to hear my full name quite a bit when I was a kid. Now the only time I hear Tracy Martin is when my wife finds the need to correct me in her marital role. I'm still in formation as a husband. Our names are very important to us. And when we hear someone call our name, we turn our attention to them. A person's name is a great connection of their own identity and individuality. And when we are called by name, there is a certain intimacy and familiarity, even if we have just met someone for the first time. It feels good when someone remembers our name after a meeting, or we are recognized by someone a few days after we had first met them. We are called by name. We tend to pay a little more attention. John's gospel has seven I am statements by Jesus. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the gate, which we heard in our gospel today. I am the good shepherd, which is the next gospel passage that follows our passage today. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I am the true vine. Each of these statements reveals who Jesus is in relationship to those he's called to redeem. The Pharisees, they did not understand what Jesus was trying to convey to them, which was usually the case. And when he talks about being the shepherd and how the sheep will follow him, they don't understand. Now, sheep are not very smart. They're awkward, and they just plain smell bad. And when I was in formation, one of the members of our class was a veterinarian, and he had raised sheep for many, many years. And he used to say that sheep were just plain dumb. They needed someone to lead them because they would get lost if they were left on their own. So if Jesus is the shepherd and we are the sheep, what's that say about us? It says that we can be a little awkward, and we tend to let our stupid off the leash from time to time. Left to our own devices, we tend not to make good choices every now and then, even when we are given the way, the truth, and the life to follow. During the time that Jesus lived, it was not unusual for several flocks of sheep to be brought together at night into one fold to keep them safe. And this was done within a stone-walled enclosure. One man would serve as the lookout for the night where the shepherds went home. And in the morning, the shepherd would return and call his sheep. And they would come forward because they knew his voice. He would lead them to the good pastures and take care of them throughout the day. Not all the sheep in the pen were his, but the ones who knew his voice would respond to it. Jesus tries to tell the Pharisees and those who were listening that he is the shepherd, and the sheep do indeed know his voice. Those who do not know his voice, or those who choose not to recognize it, will be left behind and not have what the sheep of the fold has: life eternal. A few weeks ago, we heard in the gospel the story about the man born blind. And the Pharisees grew angry with this man when they saw that his sight was restored and they weren't getting the answer from him they wanted. So they cast him out. Yet Jesus returned to the man to lead the one sheep to the good pasture. That is what our shepherd does. He seeks out strays, cares for the crippled, the blind, releases the possessed, and carries the weak upon his shoulders. That is what Jesus is trying to do to the Pharisees. Lead them, for they were indeed lost. When a baby is baptized by a priest or a deacon, we ask the parents, "What name have you given your child?" When the baby is called by name and baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, they become one of the flock of our Lord Jesus Christ to be his sheep and for him to be the shepherd. He who leads the flock knows each one by name and calls to them to follow him. Even when we stray, and his voice still cries out to us. The shepherd does not give up, but the sheep sometimes do. Jesus is the chief shepherd, but he has many hands to help minister and to bring people into the sheepfold. Today, the church celebrates the World Day of Prayer for Vocations, and this is a day in which we pray for an increase in vocations to the priesthood, to the permanent diaconate, and the consecrated life. We need to pray for more vocations because our church is at a critical point in its life here, especially in the United States. We need men to answer the call to the priesthood. We are also aware of the recent decline in vocations to the priesthood. Over the past several years, some of the ordination classes in our diocese have been a little small, but the need for good shepherds has increased. We need to, of course, pray for an increase in vocations, but we also need to encourage those who may have a calling to serve our loving God and be a shepherd. We need to encourage our children and grandchildren to pray about how God is calling them to serve him. There was a time when many, many families had at least one vocation to the priesthood or to the consecrated life. Come forth and lead others in the faith. Just think about all the priests who have influenced you over the years, or the religious brothers and sisters who taught you and helped to form you to become good Christian Catholic men and women. They were somebody's sons and daughters. Many of us have been blessed by the dedication of so many priests and religious over the years. Let us pray every day for more young people to come forward and to serve. Jesus reminds the Pharisees that not only is he the shepherd, he is the gate as well. And it is through him that those who enter will be saved. This makes sense in light of the fact that Jesus himself said, "No one comes to the Father except through me." To know the shepherd is to enter into the mystery that is God's love for those he created and the death of his only Son. Jesus calls each of us by name out of the pen that is the world and into an intimate relationship with him. To remain with him means that we will share in his heavenly kingdom and come to know the Father. Not bad for a bunch of sheep. God bless.